So Sean, you want to know about the main menu started 10 years ago? Well, let me tell ya something. When it started, they recorded it in a bedroom, you know.
Welcome to this inaugural edition of Main Menu, and also, of course, the first program on ACB Radio Mainstream. Well, we've got a busy program lined up for you for this first edition, but before we tell you about what's coming up, let me tell you a bit about the philosophy of the Main Menu show. Main Menu is here every week at 1 o'clock GMT on Monday mornings. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday night in the United States, 1 o'clock in the afternoon New Zealand time, 11 o'clock in the morning on Monday in Eastern Australia. Main Menu is looking at technology, but we use that term in its broadest sense. We're not just talking about blindness technology with respect to computers and screen readers. We're also talking about technology such as microwaves and other appliances, and we're looking at mainstream technology from a blind person's perspective. For instance, we hope to have software developers on the program in the coming weeks, or web designers of general websites that are particularly accessible, or perhaps are not particularly accessible, so that we can quiz them about that. So we hope you'll enjoy the program. We're confident it will be your definitive source for technology news as it affects blind and vision impaired people. Welcome to Main Menu. Good to have you along. On the program today, we're going to be talking shortly about what everybody else has been talking about, the Microsoft verdict. What does it mean for the blind and vision impaired? We've got a panel of experts to tell us. We'll also be looking at Kurzweil 1000 5.0. The Education Division of Learn Out and Houseby, formerly Kurzweil Educational Systems, has just released this following CSUN. And we'll be speaking with the key programmer from Kurzweil, Stephen Baum, about what's in there and looking at the talk of this release, really. And that's real speak. We have a copy of it here, and we're going to be putting it through its paces as part of that look at Kurzweil 1000 5.0. A lot of other features in it too, though, so Stephen Baum will tell us all about them. The Logitech iTouch keyboard allows you to take your keyboard away, and of course this has particular benefits for blind people who don't need to be close to a screen. Scott Rakowski tells us all about that. DJC is along looking at a talking microwave with his neighbour, Joy Tilton. We'll also hear from Matt Campbell, who'll be introducing us to Linux in what will be a regular feature on Main Menu. And we'll also be looking at the pros and cons, the trials and tribulations of being a beta tester in a rather tongue-in-cheek way. All that and more to come on this edition of ACB Radio's Main Menu.
Then it kind of grew and grew and grew, and now it's produced in one of them fancy studios with people offering contributions from all over the world. When it started, they had to beg for interviews. Now, people come to them wanting to be interviewed. But time sure does go fast. Sure hard to believe it's 100 now. Ah well, let's settle back in the easy chair and see what they gonna say this week.
Time I've been able to say hello and welcome to Main Menu. So hello and welcome to Main Menu. This is Jonathan Mosen here with another of your weekly 2-hour looks at technology from a blindness perspective. Yes, it is show number 100, and because of that, we'll be hearing from a few contributors and listeners to Main Menu to celebrate this 100th show. We'll also be hearing about a book that seeks to enthuse business people about accessible technology that's been published by Microsoft Press. Tom DeMeo really does conclude his look at Nero Burning ROM this week, and we'll also hear more from VidPi's Showcase of Technology Vendors. That's all coming up on this week's edition of Main Menu, but first, it's time for news briefs.